It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
This is the perfect shirt. If I had more than one of this shirt, world domination.
This coat's definitely a keeper. I can pass it on to my kids if I want to.
It's perfect for warm weather and cool weather, so I take it everywhere.
I met the love of my life in these pants. I wear them everywhere I go. They're like a second skin.
It's my favorite because it's easy to take care of.
It's my favorite because it keeps me dry.
They're my favorite because they're cotton.
It's cotton.
They're cotton.
Cotton. It's your favorite for a reason. Check the label. Learn why at thefabricofourlives.com.
Last week, we talked about the importance of the market needing what's called an outside trading day before we could feel positive that this market had bottomed. Well, it came this week, and after a dismal beginning on Thursday, the market turned around and it offered us a very positive close. So that set the stage, at least from a technical perspective, to catch the shorts in a trap and push prices higher. However, that higher for now is likely not any more than 2 or 3 cents and still below 60 cents. I think as we look at conflicting price signals, they continue to dominate market news, but the technical picture has a little bit more clarity anyway. As I've always said, never go against the technicals, and fundamentals will determine the price direction, but short-term activity is technically dominated. And to be clear, this type of outside day that we had this week registered in the market, but does not project higher prices. It simply just says that the market has stabilized, and more than likely we found the bottom. But I think this being that it's stabilized between 54 and 56 cents is the real key. Now, it's going to take a solid close above 57 cents to gain any significant confidence, but. Both the old crop and the May and the old crop May and July contracts, as well as the new crop December, are all hovering between 56.5 and 57.25. Spec funds tend to be more nervous with this type of a trading scenario. The funds have not cut and run as of yet, but look out come Monday. Today's close could give us a little emphasis. We need to see a bit of a decline in open interest on trading above 57 cents before we note that those specs are bailing out. Nevertheless, the Chinese situation still sits just like a lead baseball cap over this market. The Chinese cotton authorities have been very masterful in leaking official information on a real piecemeal basis. Commented since December that the heavy selling on the Chinese exchanges has, just like a bridle, it's led New York lower. But short sellers in the Chinese market were at midweek this past week caught in a bit of a delivery squeeze, and the idea of them not having enough cotton on hand to make deliveries, it brought the Chinese market back up somewhat. And should be noted that that was the day that New York came back up after that occurred in China. The New York May and July contracts both closing just a tad over 57 cents on the week, and December's closed just short of that. The market should, I think, look for a 2 cent gain to begin on this coming week. The USDA March supply to mort report came in very much as expected. U.S. world carryover was reduced about 1 million bales, mostly on the strength of USDA's decision to finally lower the Indian crop. That 1 million bale reduction could be followed by as much as another 500,000 bales by mid-July. I think they've got some more Indian crop to take out just yet. There were minor changes in other countries, but very limited. Another concern for us is that USDA's 9.4 million acre planting forecast for 2017 is beginning to trade to gain some traction. I have unusual here. I'm keeping laugh at that. I flip-flopped back to the idea that USDA's estimate of 9.4 million acres is going to be fairly accurate. The moisture, the rain in the cotton belt has shut down corn planting, and I believe we're going to plant more cotton now in the North and South Delta and lose some corn land. Texas, of course, we've said a long time that we're booked for more acreage, but now the deltas began to abandon ideas of corn. Cotton is very kind to soil, and fertilizer costs will be much less than typically budgeted in the delta. Because of that, the cash flow statements look much better to lenders now. Growers in the Mid-South will obviously come forward with nitrogen, but they're not going to use the other fertilizers this year, and that makes production costs much more attractive to growers and to lenders. So this is not a rose-colored report, but the doldrums appear to be behind us, and let's also remember to give a gift of cotton today, and thank you so very much.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.